My name is Mark Rosemond. I am the winning group director for Summit Church. And so, can you guys hear me all right? Okay. So I just, before I get started, I wanted to introduce myself, but I wanted to say thank you to Pastor Al and Pastor Carla for giving me the opportunity to minister, for trusting me in this pulpit. You know, I my family knows I could be a wild card. So you never know what could happen, what could be said. I don't know if you guys can do this up there in the booth. Can you guys turn the monitors off? I don't know if that's possible. But like I said, I speak my truth and the truth that God gives me. Sometimes it comes off harsh. Thanks, Papa. but I am very sincere. I want the best for you, right? So when I speak, for the majority of the time, I talk about your mindset. Because if your mindset is not right, if your mind is not right, you're not going to get what you're supposed to get, right? So a lot of believers, non-believers, their mind is set in a certain way. But I want to shift your paradigm, right? How you see things, how you think about things, because that is how you live, right? What you believe in your mind comes out of your mouth. And you'd be like, well, you know, because somebody may say you're a negative person. You'd be like, no, I'm not negative. But then you listen to what you say. And some people say you might be hateful, or you might be kind, or you don't know what you're talking about. What's coming out of your mouth? So, but before I start, because I'll get way ahead of myself, I want to say good morning, Summit Church. I wanted to say good morning, Summit Church Online, Summit Indy, Summit Worldwide. We're growing, we're moving. This word here is alive. We are talking about the grace message. That's what we're talking about, right? We're not a prosperity church. We're not a whatever you want to call it. We're talking about grace. We're talking about the word of God and how it is alive, how it is true, and how it moves. So when I talk about your mindset, I want your mindset to be in the right place so you can receive everything God has for you. So this week, I had another message set up. I stole the idea from my wife. It was fire. It really was. And then yesterday when I was putting the final touches on my scriptures and getting ready to send it over to Steve, God was like, I need you to shift. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, you got to be kidding. I didn't spend all this time putting this together. You want me to shift? Right? And I'm like, I'm getting ready to hit the button and you want me to shift. He said, yeah, I don't want you to say any of that. All right, here we go. What you got? And so it took me the majority of the week to put the message together that I had. And within an hour, he gave me everything I'm going to do today. So he moves. He's real. So I had lunch this week with a friend. And I believe that's why he changed this message to this. And so we were sitting, having lunch, knowing the guy for almost 25 years. But I didn't know he was a believer, was not a believer. You know, he told me that he was an atheist, but he didn't like that word atheist. And he's watching. What's up? I'm not going to put your name out there, but he said he was an atheist, but he didn't like the word atheist because when you think about atheists, he thinks about people that are devil worshipers. I understand that, right? But he says he's not a non-believer, but he didn't like that term either because it sounds like some Southern Baptist rhetoric, right? So, but he's a great guy. Would have never known the way he moves and the way he acts that he wasn't a believer. And then he started asking about the family, asking if we were still active in church. And so he said he was going to watch because I told him I was teaching today. So, and I say all of this because I'm like all over the place right now. I'm not downing anyone. I'm not bashing anyone, but I'm correcting you, if you will. You may be the only God or only Jesus people see, right? And so if you are a terrible person, if you're a bad person, if you're mouthy, if you're gossipy, if you're all these things that turn people off, if that's you, stop it. Just stop it. It makes no sense because, like I said, you may be the only Jesus these people see. How you act is more important than what you say or what you do. No one cares that you go feed the hungry, but as you feed the hungry, you're talking about them. I mean, what makes you better than them? One paycheck. All right? If you ain't got your stuff together, you're one paycheck away. Be honest with you. They don't have the scriptures up today, but you got a title. Work with that. All right? So I say all that. Jesus came. God sent Jesus to come to free us, to give us freedom. That's the grace message, freedom. It's freedom. So as you're judging people, as you're being, quote unquote, religious in your thinking, be free. Let people be free. You know, the church is the only place you tell them to come as you are. But then when they get here, you shun them. Right? You shun them. If somebody came in here today, if a pimp walked through that door right now with his green suit on, his gold teeth, well, how would you treat him? Would you love on him? Would you welcome him? Or would you look at him sideways? I'm asking you. This is about us, right? And so God came, or he sent Jesus to give us freedom, people to come in. The church is a hospital. You can't be a hospital and you're supposed to take care of the sick people, but then you turn them away when they come in sick. How dare you come in this place sick? How dare you? That's what we're here for. And so I'm getting around. You guys start the clock already? Okay. I'm going to let you know now. I'm not going to get through this message. I got too much going on up in here. He's still downloading stuff as I'm sitting here. But I want to talk to you guys. This is not my message, not at all. I want to talk to you about winning groups. And I know you guys are like, I'm so sick of hearing about winning groups, blah, 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 blah. I don't care. I'm still talking. I got the mic. He gave me the mic. That was on them. So I'm like, Fifi, I'm going to say something. So I'm going to say something. Right? Winning groups are a vital part of what this ministry is. They're a vital part on how this ministry started. And so I'm telling you all of this. Become part of a winning group. If you're not going to become a part, start one. If you're not going to start one, become a part of a winning group. You choose. I'm here for you to help you. And I know a lot of you guys are burnt out. I was burnt out. Before I became, quote unquote, the director of winning groups, you couldn't get me to do anything in this church. Because I did everything in this church. It seemed like every time the door was open, I was in it. I was in the music ministry. Loved it. But And, you know, I had to come on Wednesday, had to come on Thursday, had to come on Saturday, had to come on Sunday. I'm tired. Plum tuckered, wore out. I don't want no more. Then I became children's ministry, in the children's ministry. You know, Mark loved kids. Not anymore. Not anymore. Not anymore. So I tell you this, because I'm all over the place in this. I'm telling you, he's still downloading stuff as I'm sitting here. You know, Fifi talked about signing up to volunteer for the children's ministry. I'm going to take a little bit further, right? I got freedom because I'm up here. And I got a mic, right? 20% of the people in this church do all the work. That's why there's burnout. If you're doing something right now, I'm not talking to you. But if you're not doing anything, even if you did something and you were like me and you got burned out, it's time to come back. If you're watching online, it's time to come back. Because you need to be in the presence of people, right? I know I started off with winning groups and now I'm in helps ministry. What are you talking about, Mark? It's giving of your time. Giving of your time. Your time will be pressed down, shaken together, and it will run over. He will give it back to you in different ways. He will give it back to you in people. He will give it back to you with help. Give your time. One Sunday a month, that's 12 times a year. 12 times a year you could come. Or better yet, how about this? 6 times a year. If you're like, I don't have time for that, Mark. I don't want to do that. Yes, you do. You ain't got nothing else to do. You're sitting here. You come to church. And the people online, you sitting at home in your jammies, get up. Come back. Come back. I told you, you gave me freedom. Yes. I may not speak again, but I'm speaking now. Right? So... So I'm telling you this, and now I'm going back to winning groups. But get involved with the ministry. Spend your time. If it's only 6 times a year, help. Because we're getting burned out. Our human capital is the most precious thing we have in this ministry. That's you guys. That's people. And so when I started winning groups, I go back to being burnt out. And God talked to me. He talked to me for a good 3 months. Mark, I need you to start a winning group. I need you to get back in it. Come on, man. I don't want that. I was a part of the winning groups. I don't want any more of that. Yeah, this is what you need to do. All right. I told my wife. She's like, you sure that's what you want to do? No, I don't want to do that. But this is what he's telling me I have to do. So I'm doing it. So, winning groups. Very important, not for the church, for the people coming into the church, for the people that are in your circle of influence, right? Even if they're close, far away, further away, people you can't stand. That's what winning groups are for. Because when you get into winning groups, we go over the Word of God. You get a chance to talk, ask questions. People will talk in the winning groups to reveal things that you didn't even know about. It will help you. I'm trying to tell you. And you may be like, well, Mark, I don't know the Bible. That's fine. I know 2 scriptures. I got a phone, though. Yeah. Hey, Siri, give me this, give me that.
Which app do you want to open?
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? So we have too much technology at our access. Did I say that right? Okay. It makes no sense, right? And you'd be like, well, I'm not a Bible scholar. I'm not good. What if nobody comes? I had those same thoughts. I still have those same thoughts. Well, I used to. Until a few weeks ago, in winning group, I had 1 person online, or a couple online. Usually there's about 12 people in our group. But I had two people. And I tell you, most intimate time I had in that winning group. Because what we did for an hour and 15 minutes, the three of us, we talked about the word. We shared the word. We shared how good God is. You know, you think about, and a lot of times when I have 12 people in the group, we could be done in 45 minutes, 30 minutes, because nobody's talking, nobody's asking questions. We ran an hour and 15 minutes with three people. So it's not about the time or if anybody shows up. If you got one person that shows up, opportunity. That's all you need is opportunity. Share the word. Grow in the word. And so I, like I said, I'm all over the place, but I'm coming back. Winning groups will connect you with like-minded people so that you can grow, and it gives you accountability. We all need that. I struggle with that. I was at a friend's house last night getting some accountability. Getting some accountability is good for you. Yep, that's right. And so I say winning groups are good because a lot of people are church hurt. They don't want anything to do with God. You know, Dawn and I reached out to a few people a couple weeks ago just to invite them to church. And somebody responded back and said, hey, I have a lot of church hurt and I'm not ready to come back. But when I am ready, I feel safe with you, and I'll come back. Goes back to how are you acting, right? Because if she's a terrible person, untrustworthy, gossipy, all of the above, she doesn't build that faith or that trust with that person that they'd be willing to say, hey, I'm vulnerable here. But I'm willing to come to expose my vulnerability with you. I just got to build up to it. But that's a God thing. That's a God thing. Last thing about winning groups. And then I will put this to bed for now. The scriptures are given to you. I know there's a lot of y'all out there who want to start. I know, I just feel it. Y'all clamoring to come up here and say, Mark, sign me up right now. I know. I see it. I see it. That's a faith talk. But the questions are given to you. The scriptures are given to you. And like myself, all you have to do is start the question. Ask the question. And if nobody said that, says nothing, this is what you do. You sit there. And you look at them. And then you repeat the question again. And the Holy Spirit will take care of the rest. He will take care of the rest. Trust me, I do that all the time. Or I'll tell them and say, everybody ain't got to talk at once. And then we start, then the conversation starts. So my message today, I got 18 minutes. This ain't going to happen. It's shift. And we're talking about mindsets. So we're shifting how we think. Shifting how we process information. We're shifting what the world says about us. We're shifting all of that. Well, what are we moving to, Mark? We're moving to what God says about us. Right? That's where we have to be. When things are going bad, when it seems like there are terrible people in charge, there's always terrible people in charge. Man, another shift. So if you don't like the people in charge, what you gonna do about it? When you gonna go get in charge? Right? Let's change the game. If you don't like what's happening, it's time to change. I don't wanna hear you talk about it. You can keep all that. Nobody wants to hear all that. Nobody, because you're not helping anybody. Not at all. Do something about it. You got to move. God has given you, he's given you everything you need on the inside of you to fulfill your purpose and your destiny. If you're not in the Word, finding out what it is that he wants you to do, how to do it, you're missing out. You're just going through this life. And I don't want that for you. That's why I talk about mindset, because God has so much for all of us. Man, I'm off. I'm so off. I'm off. So many of us, we compare ourselves to others. No one thing. There's only one, just one of you. There's nothing to compare to. Stop looking at what other people have and what they're doing. What are you doing? What has the Holy Spirit told you that you need to do? Yes, I know I'm scared. I don't want to move. Oh, I failed. So what? Everybody in life has failed. Everybody that you're looking at, that you deem, quote unquote, successful, has failed over and over and over. Over and over and over. The Word of God is simple. You know, Pastor always says, it takes someone to help you not understand the Word of God or get it confused. It does. It takes people from religion to traditions. All of that gets you twisted. So you don't know what the Word is because you're not reading it. As my son, my youngest son said, the Word is so simple. All right, that's the one down in Florida that started a winning group. And so he's actually getting into the Word. And so as he gets the chance to share and explain to other young people that are hungry for the Word, he's getting the revelation of how simple the Word is. God, it's in there. It's very simple. If you don't like the King James Version, if that ain't your taste, there's the Passion Translation. There's the Message Translation. But the ESV version with the Standard English something, something, something version. There's also the Mirror Version. Fire. Get in the Word. Man, I'm trying to tell you, when I tell you, I'm off, because I'm not going where I'm supposed to be going in this road. So I tell you this, understand the promises that he has for you so you know who you are and the lane you're supposed to flow in, right? This is Psalms 139, 14 through 19 in the Passion Translation. Thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. It simply amazes me to think about it, how thoroughly you know me, Lord. So when Miss Kitty was singing this morning, and she got emotional. I thought the concrete was going to break apart in here. In all my years, that's the first time I've seen her get emotional. Right? But she was talking about how marvelous God was. Right? Let that sink in. Look around. Look around. You know, like I said, I was at a friend's house last night, and he talked about so many people are focused on the problem. So you've dug yourself this 10-foot foxhole. And for people who don't know what a foxhole is, if you're in the military and you're in war, you dig a hole in the ground. You dig a hole in the ground. With a shovel about this big. Trust me, I've dug a few of them in my day. They're terrible. You dig this hole in the ground, and you're at the bottom of this hole, 10 feet down, in your mind. That's what's going on. That's the problem. Oh, it's so big. It's so deep. I don't know what to do. But in reality, and you have to think about this for yourself, you're sitting in a trench, coming up to your ankles. But all you have to do is stand up. Stand up. What does standing up mean in this? Trust God. So put your eyes on him. Don't focus on what you don't have, what's going on, what the doctor says, what people say. Oh, I may lose my job. They may turn off my light. Trust me. And just keep it the way it is. In this economy, if you lose your job, there are a lot of jobs out there because people don't want to work. And I'm talking to my young people. Go to work. Go to work. I know I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you, go to work. So focus on him, not on the problem, not on the situation. That's where your focus is. Because if you keep your focus on him, if you shift from the foxhole to the trench and just stand up, it's a no-brainer. It's easy. So you think about things that have happened in your life, situations that have happened in your life. And then you look back at them, you're like, man, I got out of that. And then some time passes and you look at that. You're like, oh, that wasn't that bad. Because now you know how to navigate it. So when it happens again, it's not that big of a deal. Right? Keep your eyes on him. He's got you. He's going to give you a way of escape. Did I say it was talking about self-doubt? I don't think I did. But that's what we're talking about. And then also we focus on individualism and success. Our cultures, they glorify individual achievement, self-reliance, pulling myself up by my bootstraps. But that's what the world deems as success, that you did it all on your own. That's the world. That's the world. But you're not doing it all on your own. And if you are doing it all on your own, you're working really, really hard. You're working really, really hard. And so I say this to you, as you go through this life, and life happens to us all. The devil, he's funny, he's a punk, he does all these different things to get us to have a shift back to how the world sees things. Shift your eyes back to God, right? You are his creation. In Genesis 1, 26 through 28, God spoke, "Let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting our nature, so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, the earth itself. And every animal that moves on the face of the earth, God created human beings. He created them godlike. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. God bless them. Prosper, reproduce, fill the earth, take charge." So you're working on your success. God's already given you success. He's given you a plan, a future, and a hope. But are you following his plan? Or are you out there, they would say, hustling hard, homie? Is that what you're doing? And so if that's where you are, I'm not beating you up. I'm just telling you there's an easier way. There's a better way. It will prolong your life. Because if you out there beating up the streets, it wears on you. You've seen some people. You've seen some people. People that you've gone to school with. And he'd be like, I've seen people in my class. I didn't even know who they were. I thought they were at least 20 years older than I am. I'm like, ooh. Life has not been good to you. Let me invite you to church because you need a change. Right? You've seen them. And I'm praying that you're not it. So. And so we also, we focus on perfection. All right, newsflash. And I hate to break this to you. You're just not that good. You're not that good. It's all right if you don't get it 100% correct. Let God tell you what he needs, not what you're thinking about, not what the world says needs to happen. Because God may tell you, do that 50%. Do this 50%. Do that 20%. That's going to get you where you want to go. But you spend all your time over here trying to get this thing perfect, and you're missing out on everything else he has for you. Because you're 50% here, you're 50% here, you're 20% there, could skyrocket you. In business, in life, in relationships. But what is he telling you? Don't listen to me, because you put that 50% into your relationship, and now she mad at you, or he mad at you. And he told you to give 100% or give 80%. Listen to what he's telling you. He's very easy, very simple. And he will tell you. I got 6 minutes. So also self-doubt. A lot of times we get caught up in our race, our gender, our class. Are you middle class? You upper class, you lower class, you first class, you in the back of the plane, right? People get marginalized. Society will put these doubts into your head that you're not good enough because you're not doing, quote unquote, what other people are doing. But what is that? What is it that they're doing? Are they giving up everything to be noticed? What are you supposed to be doing? Where's your peace? Because at the end of the day, and I tell my wife this all the time, seek peace. But they said such and such, seek peace. They want such and such, seek peace. When you seek peace, it gets real easy. It gets real easy. Because then you give up fighting over things. What's that scripture, man? Matthew 26? What is it? Matthew 6, 25 through 33. In the, is that Message version? Read that. I don't have that, it just came to me. Read that. Read that. Steep your life in God. What is he telling you to do right now? I know that's part of the scripture. What is he telling you to do right now? As you go through your days, go through this week, you're going to get tested. You're going to get moved. You're going to get shaken. He's going to try to shift you off of your focus. But what is God telling you to do right in that moment? What is he telling you to do? That's where you need to stay. Because if he's telling you something to do, he may tell you stay where you are, do this, or do something else. That's where you need to be, instead of getting caught up in the situation. And so another way for self-doubt, people are they're looking for external validation. With social media these days, it's crazy. How many people like my story? How many people like my picture? How many people like my video? How many likes did I get? Oh, this one only got 10 likes. This one got 1,000 likes. What do I do? So now you're jumping around in hoops for these likes instead of doing what God tells you to do. He might not give you any likes, but he'll give you direction to get where you're trying to go. And a lot of times in that direction, it may not be pleasant. Or, I always say this, it doesn't make any sense. But that's how he works. Because if it doesn't make any sense, then you have no choice but to give him the glory. And so with that one, you are chosen. Ephesians 1, verses 4 through 6. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love. He predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. And then the last thing I'm going to talk about, we'll see. Fear of failure. The fear of failure. That's the society says you can't fail. You know, and talk about boxing. And nowadays, if you get one loss, you're not like highly ranked anymore. And I'm like, that's crazy, because back in the day, Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, Frazier, you know, they had multiple losses. Larry Holmes, Foreman, multiple losses. Then they come back and win the title again. But nowadays, if you lose once, you don't even give it a chance again. You're done. Toast. How do you keep up with that? How do you keep up with that? You can't. There's too much pressure on you. One loss? Really? Maybe I slipped and I should have ducked. I don't know. But I'm just saying, the fear of failure. You can't measure up to society standard. You're going to make mistakes. You should make mistakes. Because like I said earlier, you're just not that good. You're just not that good. And so expect to make mistakes. As they say, fail forward. You're going to fail. It's not going to be perfect. But that's how you learn. That's how you grow. That's how you get your grit. That's how you can endure when things aren't going right. If I give you everything, and I may step on some toes here, but okay. Just say ouch and keep moving. Right. I can't stand soccer moms, or that quote unquote thing about soccer moms that they say, where everybody gets a participation trophy. You ain't get no trophy here. You ain't no good. It's not that you're not any good. You don't even want to try. You know, I was a coach. I thought I was fair. I thought I was good. I was encouraging. I didn't think I was good. I know I was good. I was good to the kids, right? But I had a kid on one of the teams. He didn't give me no effort. I was required to play him 2 innings. He got those 2 innings. I wasn't giving him nothing else. And then he asked me one day, and I think he went and complained to his mom, and his mom said, well, go ask him. So he asked me, if you don't want to know the truth, don't ask. That's all I'm going to say. He asked me, I said, you know why I don't play you? Because you don't give me any effort. I said, the rest of these kids out here, they're running to the ball, they're hustling, they're listening, they're learning. Little Timmy over here, he sucks. Totally sucks, but he's giving me effort. He's giving me everything he has. So until I get some effort, you're going to get these 2 innings. He didn't like that. Went and told his mama. Mama, come talk to me. Don't ask me no questions if you don't want to know the truth. And I told her, I said, I am teaching these kids real world experiences. If he's not going to give me effort here, he's not going to give me effort anywhere else. And so I'm not going to play him, because I got kids over here that want to work, that want to do it. They want to win. They want to learn. Teach your son that. His dad was a coach on another team, softball team for the girls. He came up to me and he's like, I appreciate that. I tried to tell my wife, but all she wants to do is coddle him. I said, so what do you want me to do? He said, you're the coach. Be the coach. And well, I was going to do that anyway, but I just wanted to get your input. So I went off on a tangent. I'm over my time. But you are his royal priesthood. But you are God's chosen treasure, priests who are kings and a spiritual nation set apart on God's devoted ones. He called you out of the darkness to experience his marvelous light, and now he claims you as his very own. He did this so you would broadcast his glorious wonders throughout the world. I'm going to stop there, because I'm over. This is the opportunity, if you don't know God, opportunity for you to say it with your mouth, believe it in your heart, and you're saved. You're welcome into the kingdom. I don't want to be churchy, but it's literally that good. His grace is wonderful. It's marvelous. Right? He is a big God. He will help you in any way you need help. All you have to do, and you may not have the words, you may not know what to do, is say, "Help me, Jesus. Help me." So we're going to pray, and we're going to make it simple. It's real easy, but I just want you to have that opportunity.